3% of Elizabeth Warren's DNA from ancestor who rounded up Cherokees for Trail of Tears. By Michael Patrick Leahy on October 17, 2018. Breitbart News first reported in 2012 that Senator Elizabeth Warren's DMA, great-great-great-grandfather Jonathan Crawford was a member of the Tennessee militia that rounded up Cherokees living there at the time for the Trail of Tears journey to Oklahoma in the 1830s. This gives Warren a 1/32nd, or 3.125%, Tennessee militia heritage, at least double the maximum 1.56%. Minimum 0.1%, Native American heritage. Dr. Carlos Bustamante said the evidence in the DNA genotypes purported to come from Warren's DNA sample strongly suggests in his October 10, 2018 report released by Senator Warren on Monday. In the more than 30 years since she first claimed Native American ancestry, Warren has failed to produce a single piece of credible historical documentary evidence to support that claim. The release of Bustamante's report on Monday was the first time she presented what she purports to be genetic evidence to support the claim. The evidence establishing Warren's direct descent from Crawford, a member of the Tennessee militia that rounded up Cherokees living in Tennessee in the 1830s, is well documented. Here are the five generations between Elizabeth Warren and Jonathan Houston Crawford, as documented by Cherokee genealogist Twyla Barnes at her website, Polly's Granddaughter, which is summarized here. Generation 1, half or 50% ancestry, Elizabeth Warren's mother. Pauline Louise Reed, the mother of Ms. Warren, was the child of Harry G. Reed and Bethania Hanny Crawford. She was born in Hughes County, Oklahoma, on February 14, 1912. She was found on the 1920 U.S. Census living in Hickory Ridge, Okfuskee County, Oklahoma, with her parents and siblings, race listed as white. She was found on the 1930 U.S. Census living in Wetumpka, Hughes County, Oklahoma, with her parents, race listed as white. She married Don Herring on January 2, 1932 in Hughes County, Oklahoma. She was found on the 1940 U.S. Census living in Wetumpka, Hughes County, Oklahoma, with her husband and children, race listed as white. She died July 18, 1995. Generation 2, 1/4 or 25% ancestry, Elizabeth Warren's grandmother. Bethania Elvina Hanny Crawford, born October 29, 1875 in Laclede County, Missouri, died November 11, 1969 in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma County, Oklahoma, was the child of John Houston Crawford and Paulina Ann Bowen. She married Harry Gunn Reed on June 2, 1893 in Sebastian, Arkansas. Generation 3, 1/8 or 12.5% ancestry, Elizabeth Warren's great-grandfather. A 1907 newspaper article described John H. Crawford as a white man who shot at an Indian. Generation 4, 1/16 or 6.25% ancestry, Elizabeth Warren's great-great-grandfather. Preston H. Crawford, born 1824 in Tennessee, died 1875 in Laclede County, Missouri, was the child of Jonathan H. Crawford and O.C. Sarah Smith. He married Edith May Marsh. Generation 5, 1/32nd or 3.125% ancestry, Elizabeth Warren's great-great-great-grandfather. According to findagrave.com, Jonathan Houston Crawford was born in Tennessee in 1795, married Naoma Oma C. Sarah Smith in Bledsoe County, Tennessee in 1819, and died in Jackson County, Tennessee. They had eight children, including Preston J. born about 1824, and William J. Crawford born about 1838, who married Mary Longworth in Oklahoma in 1894. The evidence establishing Crawford as a member of the Tennessee militia in 1835 and 1836 is also well documented, as Breitbart News first reported in 2012. Jonathan Crawford, O.C. Sarah Smith Crawford's husband and apparently Ms. Warren's great-great-great-grandfather, served in the East Tennessee Mounted Infantry Volunteer Militia commanded by Brigadier General R.G. Dunlap from late 1835 to late 1836. While under Dunlap's command, he was a member of Major William Lauderdale's battalion and Captain Richard E. Waterhouse's company. These were the troops responsible for removing Cherokee families from homes they had lived in for generations in the three states that the Cherokee nations had considered their homelands for centuries: Georgia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. While these involuntary home removals were not characterized by widespread violence, the newly displaced Cherokee mothers, fathers, and children found an oppressive and sometimes brutal welcome when they finally arrived at the hastily constructed containment areas. An estimated 4,000 Cherokees were warehoused in Ross's landing stockades for months awaiting supplies and additional armed guards the federal government believed necessary to relocate them on foot to Oklahoma. Jonathan Crawford most likely did not join the regular Army troops who escorted these Cherokees along the Trail of Tears. He did, however, serve once more with Major William Lauderdale's Reformed Battalion of Tennessee Mounted Infantry Volunteer Militia. This group fought the Seminole Indians in Florida during the Second Seminole War. Crawford arrived in Florida in November 1837, and served there for 6 months until his unit was disbanded in Baton Rouge, Louisiana the following May. Note, it was not uncommon in those days for militia form to serve for a limited period of time under specific commanders would reform later under the same commanders. His service a year later, 1837, in Major William Lauderdale's Tennessee Volunteer Mounted Infantry. 5 companies of volunteers, one of which was led by Captain Richard E. Waterhouse, is confirmed by his widow O.C. Sarah Smith Crawford's 1851 pension application before the Bledsoe County, Tennessee Commissioners. The evidence that Crawford's unit helped round up the Cherokee in 1836 is also well documented. President Jackson officially proclaimed the Cherokee Removal Treaty, also in 1836. General R.G. Dunlap and his troops policed the Cherokees in Tennessee, North Carolina, and Georgia as they were moved west. There was no uprising, according to a brief biography of Dunlap, written by his descendant, Kenneth Dunlap, in 2003. Dunlap's command role in the removal of Cherokees from Tennessee was documented in the report from the Secretary of War in compliance with a resolution of the Senate of the 13th of October, 1837, in relation to the Cherokee Treaty of 1835, which was laid on the table of the United States Senate on January 15, 1838. General Order, No. 2, see page 12 of the report, signed by John E. Wool, Brigadier General Commanding in Cherokee Country, at Athens, Tennessee on July 10, 1836, stated that Brigadier General Dunlap will forthwith select from his brigade of volunteers 2 regiments, of 10 companies each, including 2 companies of infantry for active service, subject to the approval of the commanding general, to serve 12 months, unless sooner discharged. The remaining regiments and companies will be ordered to their homes, to wait the further orders of the President of the United States and Commanding General of the Army of East Tennessee and the Cherokee Nation. On December 21, 1836, a John Crawford was one of 29 members of the Tennessee Militia residing in the Athens, Tennessee, area who signed a letter, seen on page 755 of that 1838 report to the United States Senate, stating that we consider said George W. Curry eminently qualified to be the successor, as superintendent, for the removal of Cherokee Indians. Notably, Athens, Tennessee is located in McMinn County, Tennessee, which is immediately adjacent to Bledsoe County, Tennessee, where Elizabeth Warren's great-great-great-grandfather Jonathan Crawford and his wife O.C. Sarah Smith Crawford lived for much of their adult lives.